Now, let's talk some swimming. Yes, some swimming, because it looks like our Dolphins team are warming up nicely for the Paris Olympics, where they are again expected to scoop the pool as far as the medals are concerned. We've got the Australian Swimming Championships on at the moment. Now, this is a meet ahead of their trials, which I think come up in 8 weeks. To tell us more is Tom Decent from the Sydney Morning Herald, who's covering it for us. G'day, Tom.
G'day, Mark. How are you going?
Mate, really well. Am I right? So these aren't the selection trials. They come up in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, 100%. June 10 to June 15 are the Aussie trials. The Aus champs up here are just a bit of a meet to get the juices flowing and get everyone right for June.
Well, I suppose the story so far has been this Kaylee McEwen. She's bettered Steph Rice's national records in the 200 and the 400 individual medleys. What a performance.
Yeah, I mean, Kaylee McEwen is just an absolute animal when it comes to bashing out good times back to back to back. And, yeah, she broke two Australian records in two nights and pretty good ones at that, Steph Rice, back in 2009. A three-time Olympic gold medalist there. So, yeah, look, Kaylee McEwen obviously had a sensational Tokyo Olympics and all signs suggest she's looking for more success in Paris. And, yeah, she won't even swim the 400 IM in Paris, which is remarkable considering it's the fastest time in the world this year.
So is there a reason why she won't, Tom? It's just too much?
Yeah, there's like a bit of a schedule clash with one of her backstroke semi-finals on one night. And it would be four individual events, so probably a little bit of a stretch despite her coach, Michael Boll, really wanting her to do it, and understandably. But, she'd probably stick with the three individuals instead.
The other swimmers that caught my attention, Elijah Winnington and Sam Short in the 400 freestyle. I mean, this world record's surely going to be under threat in Paris.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it stood for 15 years, and it's very much achievable. Look, Elijah Winnington had an average Tokyo Olympics by his standard, and sort of has been flying under the radar and in Sam Short's shadows, but came out and clocked a 3:41, which is just 1 second outside that 400 free world record. And look, Sam Short was about 2,500 of a second behind him, so not too far away. And like, if you're going to watch one race at trials, it'll be the men's 400, because that'll be an absolute pearler. And I think those two are huge, huge medal chances come Paris.
All right, well, what else can we look forward to? You've got finals, what, night three on tonight?
Yeah, there's probably three big races in the next hour to watch on Nine now. There's the men's 50 freestyle, so Cam McAvoy's up in that. He's the world champion in that. And the men's 100-metre butterfly, Matty Temple, is Australia's best in that. But then Cody Simpson, who's also trying to make his first Olympic team, will have a crack at that. And then you've got the women's 400 freestyle and a swimmer by the name of Ariane Titmus will be rolling around again, looking to get her preparation right for our trials, in 8 weeks' time.
When you rattle off those names like the McEwens, Ariane Titmus, it sends an ominous warning to the rest of the world. And, you know, some of the best around the world will be watching these times thinking, geez, we're going to have to pull our finger out if we're going to want to finish on the podium and beat the Aussies at the Olympics in a few months' time.
100%. And Australia beat the USA in terms of gold medals, won on the medal tally at the World Champs last year, and really put their hand up and said, we're in business this time. I don't think maybe the entire Australian public realised how good this swimming team is. And, like, all signs from the 8 weeks before trials and leading into Paris suggest that it'll be an absolute gold rush over there in Paris. So absolutely must-watch stuff.
Yeah, bring it on. Nine now is the place to watch these championships, and, of course, Nine's Wide World of Sports, and right here on 2GB for the Olympic Games coming up in Paris in a few months' time. We'll let you get back to it, Tom. Appreciate the update.
Thanks, Mark. Cheers.
There he is, Tom Decent from the Sydney Morning Herald, and you'll see him on the telly covering it all for you as well. He's a good man. So there you are, just a few performances to highlight on this Friday night. You know, we focus a lot on the footy codes for obvious reasons, but these are some of the meets that really get us excited by what's to come at the Olympic Games. So stand by for plenty of excitement coming up in Paris in a few months' time.